Danny, big day for the Nationals. A lot of things to get to here, so we'll just go rapid fire. They made an announcement today at 11 a.m. that they are going to have jersey patches. Doesn't sound like that big of a deal. Sounds like one of those business things that fans shouldn't care about.
Right.
Except that this is not that. So it's an AARP patch. So I say that and have to keep from smiling, and there's jokes to be inserted. But they were the only team in Major League Baseball without naming rights on their ballpark or a jersey patch until today. It's just money that you've been turning down while essentially saying you're not getting enough money. So this is kind of three-pronged in terms of what we blame that on. The Masson deal, which has been resolved. Not having naming rights on your ballpark is an easy way to make some cash. And then getting a patch. And we don't know the parameters of the deal. It could be for $1 million or two a year. It could be for $7 million a year. I don't really know. But this doesn't mean they're going to go sign an ace pitcher. This doesn't mean that Kyle Tucker's coming to play the outfield as an MVP candidate next year, like most of us want. But it is a sea change in... For their entire existence, this ownership group has said, we're not putting a patch on our jerseys until we get what we ask for. And my guess is at the middle of another losing season, the number didn't come up before a work stoppage looming. They just decided it's time to take 78 cents on the dollar. And so if they're willing to do that, are they willing to put naming rights on the ballpark? Are they willing to do other things differently? That's why today was a big deal.
Right, and I want to be very clear. This doesn't do anything. It doesn't make you play better. It doesn't make the slider snap harder or line drive contact more likely. It doesn't do anything for most fans. But the big picture is the point that you just raised. Because of the pathology of this ownership group, which has said, we believe, I'm just making these numbers up, we believe this is worth $1. And someone goes, I'll give you 81 cents. And they go, no, it's worth a dollar. And nobody says it's worth a dollar except for them. And then they take nothing instead of 81 cents or 77 cents or 91 cents, whatever the number is. And that's been the case for many things, frankly, in this organization's history. And it's emblematic of, again, how this ownership group has done business their way. They made billions doing it their way in different industries. This one, it kind of hasn't worked in a lot of cases. So this is, whether it's a sea change, whether someone met their asking price, I don't know the particulars. Not really that concerned about it, to be honest with you. But it is the first time this has happened, so that's why it's significant. Again, if you're a fan going, yeah, man, it, you know, I still remember the 11-game losing streak. That wasn't that much fun. I'm still kind of annoyed they didn't spend this offseason. That hasn't changed. You can still be annoyed, but this is why it's important.
Yeah, I would go as far as to say, too, like the Caps have had a jersey patch. I think it's TikTok right now for years. And when they announced that, it did not make me bat an eye.
Right.
I didn't break stride. I didn't care about it. We wouldn't have talked about it on the show. It's a nothing burger. This is different because it goes against what this team has been known for years and years and years. And when we're trying to get any kind of inclination and indication that we can about where the ownership group is at this moment, it's a tell that maybe, just maybe, some things could be shifting. And maybe the next stop is getting off the Metro at the let's get naming rights for the ballpark stop. Mm-hmm. You know, we just got off the train at jersey patches today. If we hop back on one stop up, how do we know it's not Pepsi Park, you know, coming in 2 months or something? Although I hope it would be Coca-Cola Classic, respectfully. They do have Coca-Cola at the ballpark.
Which is nice.
It's the right way to go.
I wouldn't want the change. Then you got to, I don't want to go down that road.
Nobody wants to deal with that.